It's called Sleepwalk After Dark.
These are like 50 songs written now.
Yeah.
This is, I wrote the music was written in the 50s. I wrote a vocal part to it. I know the lyrics.
Come with me to a moment that's meant to be. We'll serenade with the stars on a sleepwalk after dark. Time has gone far away like two lovers' kiss. We'll share all the things we miss on a sleepwalk after dark. Hold me so close that all the birds seem to sing in time. Kiss my lips, share our love divine. When we're gone, love will play a sweet refrain, and lovers will meet in the park on a sleepwalk after dark. Hold me so close that all the birds seem to sing in time. Kiss my lips, share our love divine. Come with me to a moment that's meant to be. We'll serenade with the stars on a sleepwalk after dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Rocky.
But more recent.
Yeah. This is actually a
Yoshi, your hair may live another day.
This is a woodblock. So I can make,
Where are they playing? Are they playing Detroit?
Design of it, so.
Yeah, they are.
Detroit to play tonight.
Are they playing in Detroit?
No, they're playing in New Jersey.
Did you know the top and bottom on it?
Yoshi made a bet.
Well, it appeared to me by your signature, and by this to me looks like a tomato with a head of lettuce.
Yeah.
He's noting his hair.
So it goes this way, right? I mean, you can tell that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did that was win the cup?
Yeah,
having your signature there.
Tells you.
All of it.
Tips you off.
And this one especially. Yeah. That one was really pretty cool.
Let's go back. Okay, yeah. Kirk sits in his captain's chair. Look at the view screen, Captain. Oh my God. An antique Flash Gordon space bullet, Captain. Yes, Spock. I saw it in the Boston Space Museum as a boy. But Spock, that vehicle is from 1942, Captain. 1942. Back in the board. Bilroy, I told you not to run this bullet too fast. Don't you see the speed meter we're in? We're in time warp. We're in time warp, Bilroy. All the better, El. I'm closing fast on those commies in that ship just ahead. Bilroy, those aren't commies. Stupid. That's the USS Enterprise. My heavens, Bilroy, you're right. I guess my aspirin made me a little lightheaded. You're always lightheaded, Bilroy. Then there was a sound like a Star Trek transporter beam. Kirk and Spock appeared. You're Mr. Spock, aren't you? Fascinating. Do I know you? Well, I know you. I watch you on TV, Mr. Spock. TV? Science fiction, Mr. Spock. I used to play on 20th Century Earth TV. But Spock, look at this ship. transporter sounds again. We're heard again. Mr. Scott appeared. Are you feeling better, Mr. Scott? Aye, Captain. And I had to come along and see this darling space replica. Could you tell me, sir, just what kind of engine runs this little darling? Well, this is a Flash Gordon 1942 space bullet, and here is its super V8 space engine. My heavens, Captain. This is a V8 automobile engine with three Martian jets. I'd love to keep it for my antiques collection. Later, Scotty. Gentlemen, I'm going to have to take you and your ship on the Enterprise. We'll have our first medical officer, Tess Belroy, here for clues to our problem on Trialing 3.
You're ready to use it,
Mel Gibson.
Easy McLaughlin of a man.
McLaughlin of a man.
Yeah. It feels cooler having your head shaved in the sun.
Is it over yet?
No. It's heavy. No, it's still in the second year.
Is your hair over yet?
I know.
Huh?
No. I mean,
He's already been through the ball thing, man. You're not going to, like, tell him it's cool because he didn't like his first thing.
I fell onto the priest Cole's bed. I hoped sleep would come easily. I feared the night. I feared the rest of the night would be a personal Gethsemane. No, my favorite passage. Patty says original sin is the right to choose and the consequences which arise therefrom. Patty says it was not the eating of an apple, but the tempting by a serpent. Patty says it was choice. Even if Eve chose to obey the commands of the garden god Jehovah, sin would still have been introduced. Even if she had chosen not to sin would still be an option. Disobedience was a valid option, not a null one. Patty says choice changed the universe, not the choice made, Patty says. Patty's a dreamer, too close to the symbolic patterns of our subconscious. I fiddle with numbers and codes and languages. I create nothing. I rework old ideas into new forms. I pour new wine into old wineskins and jury-rig it to hold. I do it well. It is what I am paid for, where I used to be, before. Patty has me dreaming. Love may not be a separate emotion, but a streak running through all of our feelings. In sacrifice there is love. In fear and commitment there is love. Even in boredom there is love. It has been so simple lately. Perhaps trees give you a sense of simplicity. My choice was simple enough. My old life, one I had trained and strived for, and my new one which had come upon me uninvited. It was the end of the good things. Does that mean it's bad? I was out of date as a galley slave. It would take me weeks in the Emporium to catch up on all the new procedures, all the tricks of my trade I once knew so well. I would be a second-rate apprentice or an old hack who's lost the edge. Would it be worth it to be in the game again? To be contracted by a clan for a clandestine job? Dispute about Denver or rest up in Chicago? Would it be worth it to be rid of Garrison and the whole UCSA? What was the cost of a new birth of freedom? Nothing really. Just Patty. And a partner.
Oh, yeah.
In case of emergency, play your guitar.
I don't know. We were dancing around them.
I'm just trying to illustrate my point.
I tried to lift you up and it didn't work, and you tried to lift me up and it didn't work.
Right.
I can't lift you up, Jim.
I can lift you up a little
bit. Well, it's like you had to get a good hold.
Guys, look, this stuff comes.
He lost Josh playing on the album. Oh, look.
It's okay to show it, just don't light it up. That's a weird deck.
Look.
This is like the most really old
response. Give it up!
I'm sorry.
Easy word. Losing my side bone! I got the shades! I'm gonna bring it back!
Is it all over? 4-0?
To the U.
Stanley Cup champions.
New Jersey Pitchforks. The Pitchforks.
Soon the Nashville Elvises.
I'm Jamie and Chris Brown now.
No, you're not a loser, Yoshi. You're not a loser. You're just an evolved. You've been bald before. No, you're not Jamie
you
Chris.
Into that category, Yoshi.
You're not Chris Brown. You're not Chris Brown. Chris Brown is someday going to die beneath my fist. It's time to sing for your supper.
Sing for your supper, and you'll get breakfast.
Songbirds always eat.
I don't know a bunch of drunks that they are. They're all a bunch of fucking drunks that
they are. You listen to enough of that stuff, and it starts invading your brain.
There once was a note. Playing so freely, breath, ripply, fire. The note is eternal, and here it sees forever we blend, forever we die. I listen that I heard music in a word, and words when you played your guitar. But the voice that I was hearing was a million people cheering when a child flew past me, riding in the sky. As people assemble, civilization is trying to find a new way to die. But distortion becomes somehow pure in its wildness, the note that began all. And also destroy!
Yeah, right.
PT.
Okay, MLS, OUSC.
Shouts and chirps around the swamp, with a cold-colored eye, staring back her toes, and then gone, absorbed into the ether, and not remains but the air itself, shouts and chirps, but the eye, dark, remains.
You know, you're starting to sound like your poetry, Heitner. You're starting to develop that Heitner mystical voice. Really?
Good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Dimension.
You're starting to get those Heitner rhythms, man. Those Heitner semi-staccato rhythms.
Don't ask for things like Ray and I in the train.
Oh, no.
I don't.
I prefer odes to alcohol.
Yeah.
In various guises, of
course. Yeah.
One of the stripes was vermilion, the color of pulse, purchase, and freedom in the brisk night, a sand stained by sun, a centuries of receiving the forgotten. I cannot forget the nameless, for I wear the robe today. I am brother to the unnamed. Betty Bubas, who is my representative, the state representative for Plainville. And I'll give it the title, A Defensive Request. Representative Bubas, I am writing because I'm concerned about the state of Plainville, one of Plainville's most scenic areas, Sunset Rock State Park, and the parking facilities on Bletch Road. For many years now, I would drive up to the cliffs, park my car, and enjoy the beauty of the valley below. Sometimes I would write, listen to my radio, or just pause to gather my thoughts. Right now, I see that both parking areas are effectively blocked off by earthen barriers. As a state park whose maintenance and care my taxes pay for, Sunset Rock has now been effectively shut down for my enjoyment. There is no safe parking anywhere else on Ledge Road, as the road itself is too narrow. I would guess that this action was taken because some have used the park irresponsibly, but I suggest that the area be better patrolled, not closed off. No doubt other parks, both state and local, have been misused, but they are not closed. Should Sunset Rock be closed off to the public's enjoyment? I don't think so. Perhaps the areas used there should be paved and lighted to discourage misuse, and some picnic tables set up to encourage family picnics. If this situation is temporary, or I have misunderstood the purpose of these barriers, I would appreciate your informing me. In any case, I urge you to find a way to open the area to the fullest enjoyment of the public possible. After all, this is our land.
This is from a letter I haven't finished to McLaughlin, so. But it's not a personal part, it's a more literary part, so I don't think he'd really mind if I read it. When he goes down to South Carolina this fall, he's going to have a teacher named Joel Meyerson, and I happen to have read a book of Joel Meyerson's recently called The New England Transcendentalist and the Dial. And this is just a kind of response to it. New England Transcendentalist and the Dial offers a 100-page essay on the publishing history and reception of the Dial magazine, edited by Margaret Fuller for 2 years and Ralph Waldo Emerson for 2 years, 1840s. The second part offers brief descriptions of the magazine's contributors. I hold that while it achieves its aims, the book does no critiquing of magazine, nor does it really clarify how lastingly important the Dial remains, nor whether its contributors, aside from Emerson, Thoreau, Parker, and Fuller, deserve Parker, big figure in the Dial. Big figure. Very critical of it, but he... evidence of whether it deserves to be rediscovered by devotees of American literature. As a clarifier of fact and debunker of myth, the book is fine. Beyond this, its treatment of a magazine whose time, place, creators, and readers, one and all, deserve deeper, broader study. My disappointment upon reaching page 100 and discovering the history section was over and a group of bafflingly brief and incomplete bios remained was pretty strong. What I did get from this book is this. High-minded intent alone did not then and will not now float a literary periodical. The Dial in its heyday carried only a few hundred subscribers and was routinely lambasted, when not totally ignored, by the American press. What was that? There's one more thing.
here we go. This is a test. It's, okay, this is a good way to close, because this is sort of appropriate. I was at Audubon Pan in Harvard Square, my favorite table. This was Friday night, a week ago Friday night. And I knew it would be the last chance I'd be able to go there before going on my trip. So, beautiful night. Really nice night for sitting out. Tonight has been a beautiful night. The air mild, clean, clear, and calm. I've been here since about 7:30 or so. Blah, 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 blah. I've been coming here for near 3 years. It makes me think, reflecting on this, that there are some places, some people too, some events that we never leave. We leave pieces of ourselves behind and remain connected. A trio of guitarists going at it at tables next to me. One has a pretty black dog, Friendly. They're playing Slugwater Blues, a bluesy slow jam, fun for guitars to play off each other. Chess players numerous behind me, chatters, laughers, traffic, lights, part of me unwilling to stray too far psychically from my big story that I'm working on. It's getting to speed now. We'll travel with me to Chicago and San Francisco. There I'll be, and I wonder now what I'll miss then from now. I feel most familiarly myself when alone, pen going at some joint. I'm not an act now. I'm no shit. I'm doing what I imagine myself doing when I imagine myself happy. In a strange way, perhaps because you and I have been lucky enough to get together some lately, I'd rather have you present right now as a conjured image than anything else.
Is this written to
Michael? Tonight provided much of what I sought. Tonight is what I'll remember when traveling soon out west. And
that's nice.
And that's it. I was imagining when you go to a new place, what do you bring of yourself to it? You know, I mean, there are places in California and San Francisco that are similar to places like Harvard Square, but they're on the other side of the country and they have, you know, California feel to them. But I imagine they'll be similar in some ways.
And in a lot of ways. Same country.
Yeah.
Although there will be differences.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been outside of New England. I mean, all I know is every state in New England has its own flavor. Very much, you know, every state in New England has very much its own flavor. They're very distinct. So even when you leave the region, it must be even more so. Well, you've been down south.
Yeah, down south is different from New England.
Yeah, definitely.
Essentially, New England is a really beautiful place to live, but my impression is that there are other parts of the country where they take life a little bit more slowly.
Yeah.
More like northern New England.
Yeah.
A little bit more slowly.
Vermont.
They have a little bit more grace, a little bit more ease.
Yeah.
The closer you get to New York and Washington, the closer you get to a place where people are just quick, quick, quick.
Quick, quick, quick. Yeah.
No time for ease. And
I would probably like Virginia. I'm just guessing. It's old. It's cultural. The weather is warm. Too warm for Virginia. Culturally, though, I'd probably like the state. I'd probably like California. Going near. I like the music too much.
Yeah.
A lot of the music I've been getting into, you know, is California. You name it. The Love and Spoon, the Mamas and the Papas, the Beach Boys.
I'm looking forward to some uninterrupted time of working. I mean, essentially, I cleared away the cynical. You know, it's all done. And, you know, for 2 weeks, I don't have to go to my blessed job. And I'll be on the move a lot of the time. But, I'm looking forward to finding joints to sit at.
Yeah.
Much like I would do either here or in Boston, but like joints that are really far away. And I don't know. It's just something I wanted to do for a long time, and I felt that I had to seize the opportunity as it's presented itself. And,
you know. Yeah, I think so. It's one of the better places to be running. I like how it never changes.
You know?
Yeah, I mean that.
Yeah. And this room has been exactly the same.
This is pretty much the same bar. This is the same bar I went, you know, I went out when I first went to this place 9 years ago.
Yeah.
It's the same bar. So this is terrific. As long as it stays under Polish ownership, I suppose it's safe.
Yeah.
The Cenacle, as I understand it at the moment, the Cenacle is arguably the best brewery. I'm not positive it is, because I'm pretty. It's arguably the best literary magazine in existence in the U.S. If it's not, it's probably the best magazine done by people under 60. That's probably, in my opinion, that's just my personal opinion, probably a solid judgment. I mean that.
Really?
Under about 60 years old.
Really?
Maybe 65. The older generation, I think, are modern age, I admire a lot. That's done by old people. The good journals I see, and they don't have the kind of range, the kind of visual range, the kind of, they don't have Virginia's artwork. But you understand what I mean. The only thing I know of that's competitive with the Cenacle is older generation. We're not 70, 75. You know what I mean?
The Cenacle speaks the truth.
Well, there you go. I guess you just put the nail on it there, Jim. So by all means, take it to the West Coast. Tell them this is what's going on.
Maybe there's a West Coast Jim Burke.
Yes, someone like him.
Except San Francisco has a lot of old hippies in it.
Yeah. Except they root for the San Francisco Giants or something like that.
Probably just as crazily as he roots for the Red Sox.
Yeah. Issue 3 looks really awesome. I'm looking forward.
It's the longest one yet.
Yeah.
And well, I think of it, the two influences I think of the most are Eliot's Criterion and the Dial. In terms of influences, I think of the Dial and the Criterion as you know, the Criterion because it was so modernist, and the Dial because it was so New England transcendental.
I've never seen the Dial. I think I peeked at the Criterion and no more than that. Those are two journals I haven't really looked at.
I haven't.
I ever get to the periodical section, I'll look at them. I've seen old literary periodicals.
They're the best.
It's terrific. Based on all, on my extent, on a lot of periodical searching, the stuff that I found sweetest were old, obscure periodical journals from like the 20s. Literary journals from the 20s with these illustrations. Oh, jeez. These were great.
Yeah, I know.
This is made in the same spirit. It's like, you know what it's made in the spirit of? And Ginger can corroborate. This journal feels like stuff that Roycroft.
Oh, the Roycrofters, that's, what's his face, right?
Did you ever see a copy of the Frog?
Because they had an emphasis.
You never saw a copy of it?
They had an emphasis on the way it was put together, and they had an emphasis on the handwritten script, you know?
Yeah. They did beautiful work.
Yeah. They were very concerned with how it was done. He would bind Emerson. He would, besides doing his own writing, he would do wonderful bindings of Emerson and Thoreau and other authors.
Illustrate them too.
Ginger worships Hubbard for good reason.
He does good work.
Yeah, and partly maybe because of Ginger, the Cenacle has actually seems to feel has that kind of feel. Has a Hubbard feel. But Hubbard...
Hubbards are really cool.
Hubbard was in charge of was head of an art community, and they did all sorts of arts. They did mechanical arts, you know, and they made furniture and stuff, and they made books, and the field, the connection is strong, the way it feels. I think the connection is strong because you have Ginger's artwork and because you have attention to typography and you have handwritten stuff. So, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
He roots for the Reds.
You're a Cincinnati Reds fan. Now, they're doing well this year, aren't they? They're having a good year.
Yes.
Are they in first place?
Yes.
They're a great, they have a great background. They beat my Sox in 75. That was a great series. Cincinnati, and the Cincinnati Reds have won the World Series lately. I don't know the current team yet. These days, especially, sometimes I have to rest up from work. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. I'm bad with names. Yoshi. But, yep. But as I, when I'm resting up, and more often than ever, for overall physical reasons, I'm going to be catching plenty of baseball. It's the most relaxing thing I know, is to rest.
After all the other sports are done for a while.
After a day's work, I rest and I follow and I listen to the baseball.